Alternate Energy, Charles speaking.
Oh, hi, Charles. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. Good. That was a quick callback.
Yeah, you know, our phone system had been down this morning, so I just came back from break, and I saw I had a message, so you were my first indication that it's working again. Yeah, because earlier they said we could make outbound calls, but we wouldn't be receiving the inbound messages. So I got your message, which means it's working, so that's good.
Good. All right. So basically, I would like... Here's my thinking. I am, our company is listed on NYSERDA, New York State Energy Research Development site, as a contractor for what we do. And lots
okay.
of people go there first, and they found us, and we have a lot of business coming from them. I want to see some kind of report from the benefits that we have using Local Splash. And I don't have a problem continuing it. I just want to see some kind of report. I know I need to log in into the website at the back end and see exactly what's going on. But I want to see if this is something that we want to continue or not.
Okay.
That's
okay.
One thing. The second thing is that my car has updated in order to be able to charge. And I'm just going to like to pay past due and then put it temporarily on hold for maybe a month until I reevaluate it, and then I'm going to decide if I'm going to continue or not.
Okay. So I can help you with both of those, Charles. So first, let's get the payment up to speed, because that will give you access to the dashboard so you can see the results. And then
okay.
once you review the results, I can put it back on a suspension for you, which means they'll pause the August payment, and then the April payment, and it will reinstate in May if you choose to continue, okay?
Yeah, that should be fine. Yeah.
Okay.
That should be fine.
So, yeah, I think that we're on the same page there. So is the new card still under the same billing address on State Route 213?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so that's easy. And then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Okay, it's 4913.
Okay.
7900.
Uh-huh.
0225.
Uh-huh.
8469.
Okay, expiration?
0326.
And the code on the back?
063.
Okay. So I will get your authorization. And are you able to log into the dashboard right now, or are you out and about where it would be a bad time?
I'm out and about driving. I cannot do this right now at this moment, but I can do this tomorrow or over the weekend.
Okay.
You can just send me... Send me a link or whatever, Charles, at altrend.net, and, then I'll be able to catch your email, go there, evaluate, whatever, and I'll give you a feedback whether I want to continue or not.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Just to let you know, I'm looking at it right now, and it is showing some pretty solid activity. It's showing that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 2,030 times, and you've had 763 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So you're probably getting some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. But the dashboard will show you everything. I just filtered it just to see if it's still working just over the past 30 days. And just
okay.
in the past 30 days, you've had 213 views on Google and 15 clicks to your website. So you'll
okay.
see all of that. Mm-hmm.
Do we know what are the crucial keywords that leads, it was found under which keywords?
Let me look here. So the local listing doesn't give a breakdown of the keywords individually, but I can tell you which keywords you're programmed for. So you're under heating contractor as the main category, and that it covers geothermal heating, geothermal heat pump installation, heat pump installation, heat pump repair, heating systems installation, ventilation, hot water tank. I can send these all to you in an email so that you can review them.
So it might be updated or whatever. I'm going to review those and see if I need to update the keyword list.
Yeah, and that's free of charge for you. So if you want to make any revisions, just reply to my email, and then I'll get that over to that department. And then I think what I'm going to do for you, Charles, rather than putting the account on suspension again, because that's going to block you out of the dashboard, and I want to give you through the weekend so that you can look at everything. So rather than putting it on suspension, I'm going to give you a one-month service credit. So I'm going to give you a service credit for the April 22nd payment. That way the account can stay active, and you can review the results. And then it'll automatically reinstate May 22nd. So if you decide to not continue, just call us before that date, okay?
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad I was able to help you. And then in the meantime, have a nice rest of your week too, okay?
Thank you. You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Charles. Okay, bye.